Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Everything.
We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. Yeah, hello, man. Oh, yeah. Come on, groove with me, man. Yeah.
Step up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade.
Uh-huh.
G.I. Lee ain't got a dismay.
I see you here bobbing over there, man.
Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time,
yeah.
J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you want to know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, because I'm the man.
Yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man. Well, welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. Hello, everybody. We see you guys coming in on the phone lines. We see you guys coming in on the network. Here's another episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Listen, if you want to follow us, you can follow us tonight. You can follow us around this great network at www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media. Man, we're about on, by what, 50 platforms. We can be heard all around the globe.
Yes.
So, man, why don't you share some of them platforms we can be We Talk Radio could be heard in the E-Man After Show.
Yes, yes. Just to name a few, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yeah, man, you can check out all of those particular sites and find We Talk Radio Network. You can go back and listen to all the great shows that's
mm-hmm.
over here. I listen to it on Spotify.
Right, right.
Yeah, we would appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out with us on another Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio. We got a YouTube channel. You guys got to
yes.
You can follow us on our YouTube channel to find out all the great things that are going on over here at We Talk Radio Network. We've been around for 12 years now. And, man, we just so peacock proud, high, and happy that all this going on over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, if they want to subscribe for We Talk Radio YouTube channel, how do they subscribe?
So in order to subscribe, you would just hit that subscribe button.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you want to hit the notification bell so that you can receive updates when we upload new content over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, we got a lot of great things that's going on. Christmas is around the corner.
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving is up the street.
Right.
So you can follow We Talk Radio, go over to the bookstore over there and just grab all their paraphernalia that they have with We Talk Radio Network
mm-hmm.
on it. This is what we talk. Man, this your favorite listening station, man. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, we're back. We're just coming off the Mandy the Mentor show. We want to appreciate all you guys that joined us over there on Blog Talk Radio, and you just followed us over here on We Talk Radio.
Right.
Yeah, we have a great show lined up for you tonight, and we appreciate you guys. We see the time ticker is going off. People are coming in on the network because, man, we are heard all around the globe.
That's right.
Yeah. Shout out to the founder and CEO, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah. We want to shout out to you tonight, man. She allows to sit here every Sunday night at the microphone.
Right.
Where our voices can be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're back around the domino table tonight, man.
It's good to be back around the domino table.
Yes. And we invited a good friend of mine. We invited this brother to the domino table tonight. He wrote a book, Mandy.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote a awesome 365 daily devotional. Is 5 minutes with God.
Yes.
It's a 365 daily devotion.
Yes.
His name, he's an author, Arthur Britt Gifford.
Mm-hmm.
And man, this brother right here, he's an elder also, Mandy.
Yes, he is.
And I'm just so peacock proud and high and happy to have him on tonight. Man, I got my hands on this book, Mandy, and this daily devotion. I ain't been able to put it down yet.
It's certainly a good read.
It is definitely a good read. Man, I
yes.
tell you. You guys out there on the network tonight, we got this brother. He's standing by on the phone line. We're going to be bringing him in shortly, man. Because,
mm-hmm.
Listen, if you need some inspiring words, you need to be motivated, encouraged. Listen, you want to get this book in your hand.
Yes.
It's 5 minutes with God. It's a 365 daily devotion.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I tell you, he uniquely and strategically wrote this book because, you know, there's other daily devotions that I read a lot, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
that I have. one of our other friends, they put one out called Her Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
But man, when I was reading this particular daily devotion, I mean, just the way he started it out, man, he did it from month to month.
Right.
You know, from January all the way up to December.
Yes, he did.
And he started out strong and he ended up strong. And man, I tell you, this is an awesome book. It can be found in all of your book outlets, man. You can go to
to Amazon,
mm-hmm.
Walmart.com, Target.com, Barnes and Noble as well.
Yeah, wherever you buy your book, you can go get this particular book because it is off the chain.
Mm-hmm. Every word in this book was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
This is the type of book that it penetrates. You know, it's very penetrating. The words are, you know, and
mm-hmm.
It's really a good read, and it's encouraging, and it's something for the readers every day.
Yes, and I just like the way he started out for a month. He started out in January,
mm-hmm.
and he have 31 chapters in January. Then he flip over to February.
Yes.
And then he flip over to, we're going to get a whole book away. I want you guys to go get this book. It'll bless your heart, man. I tell you, this book here is just off the chain. So we have him tonight. You know, I've been knowing this brother now for going on 27, almost 30 years because
mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to meet this brother several years ago. He's by way of Detroit. He's been in Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex for a while now and resides over there in Littleham. And, man, I tell you, he's just a good friend of mine, an awesome brother. Been able to serve with him at the Potter's House Church. You guys know we broadcast this show down in Dallas. The Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex, and y'all know I'm a member of the Potter's House.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the bishop. And I met Elder Britt about 20-some years ago.
Mm.
And, man, he's an ordained elder now. And this brother here, we work together in the sound ministry over at the Potter's House. He's just an awesome dude. And so, man, we're going to bring him in. He's standing by on the phone lines. Let's see if we can bring this brother into the conversation. One of my good friends that I had the opportunity to know down through the years, Elder Britt Gifford. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey. I'm good. How about you, Elder?
Oh, man. I'm
doing
absolute fantabulous on tonight.
That's good. That's good thing to hear. I'm telling you, man. You know, God is good, Elder. You know, he really
mm-hmm.
is. You know, I'm so amazed at what God has done in my life and through me with this book
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
it's I'm amazed, man, at the people. My brother has been saying, he keeps telling me, he said, man, you do not know how many people's lives you have impacted and touched with this
mm-hmm.
book. And I get testimonies all the time from people, man. It's a blessing.
Yes,
and you know, it wasn't me. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
It's all God. It's all God. So, you know, I'm still amazed. That, you know, what he's doing in my life and through me. But you know,
yes, sir.
I was telling some people the other day about God looking for people who are fat. You
mm-hmm.
know, he's looking for fat people. He's looking for people who are faithful, available,
mm-hmm.
and teachable.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
so,
sir.
That's me, man. I'm fat. You know, I'm just fat.
I ain't mad at you. Well, Elder Britt, Dr. Britt, Elder Britt, Brother Britt, my homeboy. Listen, say hello to my little chocolate chip. Say hello to Dr. Amanda. Amanda, this is Elder Britt Gifford.
Hey, I'm going to say good morning. Good evening, Amanda. How are you today?
I am well. Good evening, Elder Brick. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you on tonight and everything that you have written in your book. I just want to let you know that your book is very impactful.
Yes.
I honestly believe you when you said it was not you. I believe every word was inspired by the Holy Spirit because, sir, your book is very penetrating. It comes across as, and I understand, you know, that the Lord led you to write this book, right? I get it. But
mm-hmm.
it comes across as you put a lot of thought into it. You know how sometimes we can look at things, we can read things, and it seems rushed, like a person's trying to hurry up and get it out. Well,
mm-hmm.
this book, it honestly, reading it, it feels like it was carefully written.
Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, sir, for our listeners around the globe tonight, around on the network, on the phone lines, because the phone lines are lit up right now. Brigger, I found out this is a great market over here on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Because we got people all around the globe on the phone line. So to those listeners that never heard of you, Elder Britt Gifford, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, sir, who you are and all that you do?
Yeah, no problem. I'm from Detroit. That's where I got my, that's where I, you know, that's where I'm born and bred. You know, I actually have one of those bumper stickers on my car. It says, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as soon as I could.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, you know, I was born in Texas. I'm born in Texas. Born in Detroit. And I got involved in the ministry in Detroit. I was with under my pastor in Detroit, Bishop Keith Butler at Word of Faith International Christian Center. That's where I started serving the Lord as an adult. And, it, you know, from there, I moved to Texas, man. And I'm gonna tell you, you know, the way I moved to Texas, man, it was really strange. It wasn't strange, but it was God. You know, I had just got divorced, and I had an apartment, LG and Mandy, and I was in my apartment. I was praying and said, get ready to move. And I'm like, okay. And so I kind of blew it off. You know, I just, okay, you know, I went about. And I got that feeling again, you know, get ready to move. And I'm like, okay. And then next time I got, I said, okay, so maybe the Lord is trying to tell me, because I had an apartment. And he said, maybe the Lord's trying to tell me to get up out of here. The place is about to burn down, right? So
right,
I was like, okay. So, I told the Lord, well, I want to, you know, stay close to my church. And so I started looking for apartments. I couldn't, nothing really did anything for me. But my he's my brother, man, Carl. He was our boss at the time, and he moved to Texas. And he came back to Detroit to finish up his some stuff he had to do, you know, along with his move.
Right.
He took a bunch of us out to dinner. After he went out to dinner, after everybody left, we were sitting at the table talking. He says, you know, what do you want? And he said, job wise. And I told him, he said, well, he has some positions open in Texas. And he told me, he said, well, you know, pray about it, you know, and get back with him. And I said, okay. And I walked out to the restaurant and I said, Lord, Texas? And Lord said, yeah, and confer not with flesh and blood. I'm like, I heard about that scripture verse, but I didn't know where it was, right?
Right, right.
But I didn't say anything, man. I went on ahead and I did all the paperwork, turned it in. And once I turned it in, I told my friends at Word of Faith, because we had an in-home Bible study called a touch group. So I shared with them, and a couple of them said, oh, you can't go. You can't go. You know, we're going to miss you. And after I left, and Lord said, see, that's why I told you not to tell anybody, because if you did, they would talk to you. But my paper was already in, and you know, I had already had applied for the job. So to show you how much of a God move it was, the only thing I had to do was get a ride to the airport. That's this was an executive move. I found out that's how executives move, because I had to put one bedroom apartment, man. And so the moving company, the relocation company, had a moving company came in, man. They packed up my apartment, put on the truck, and my Jeep that leaked oil. They put that on the truck last, and they brought everything down here to Texas. And all I had to do was get a ride to the airport. That was all, man. And that's a God move. And so, you know, and I wasn't going to go to the Potter's House, because I had heard Bishop preach in Detroit a few years before. It was in 99 when I was down here. So I heard Bishop preach maybe like 93. He did. He came to Detroit, and he did this message called When Doves Cry. And he was at the Joseph Arena. And so I saw him, and I was like, oh, well, you know, because I was used to more of a teaching ministry, my pastor, he said, you know, you bring your Bible, pencil, a pen, and notebook, and you take notes, you know, and then you go over your notes. And so, you know, that's the kind of ministry I was under, and I knew that Bishop Jakes wasn't like that. So I wasn't going to go to his – I wasn't going to go to that church. Man, I moved down here in March, Elders, joined the church at Easter Sunday, man. And started serving. And
right.
The rest, that's where I'm at, man. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's awesome.
God is. God,
yes.
Yeah, he orders their steps according, like he said in his word. He orders their steps, you know, and so he ordered my steps, and you know, I'm just a vessel, man. I'm just one in many, one in many.
Ladies,
man, doing my where?
Ladies and gentlemen on the Nerd Work, we're talking to Elder Britt Gifford. He wrote a book. It's 5 minutes with a God. It's a 365 daily devotion. I tell you, it's an awesome book. This brother all the way from Detroit.
Yes.
And he resides down here in Dallas, Texas now, over in the Lidham area. You're not in Lidham. Where you at now over there, Britt? You in
Aubrey Crossroads. It's the next city over.
So, you know, as you talked about moving down here to Texas in 1999, I met you at the Partis House back then. You know, I think Partis House. When did it start? Like 1996, 97. And I met you, but I met you in the sound department because, you know, by way of, you know, we was engineers and doing sound for the Partis House. And this is where I met this brother, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
And just been an awesome friend, an awesome guy to hang around and get to know. Didn't know he was called to write, you know, have talked to him, had great conversations. But, man, when we pick up this book, you know, Britt, because, you know, I know you retired from the post office, right? Didn't you retire from the post office? You retired from the post office.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And then I think you retired from the American Airlines Center, too.
Yeah. Yeah, pandemic retired me from there. But, you know, the way God moves and orchestrated this whole thing, because when the pandemic hit, the workload at American had kind of slowed down some. So, you know, they offered an opportunity to take, like, I think it was 6 months off. You could take 6 months off with, and you would get, like, I think it was like 25% of your pay, and you can sign up for unemployment. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I signed up for it, and probably maybe about two or three weeks later, is when they came out with these buyouts, where you could, how did they have it? You could if you stayed through December 31st, they would add 5 years to your seniority,
right?
Plus, you get 32% of your pay, and you can still get unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, but now top that up in November of 2000. Yeah, started in 2015. In November 2000, I had 5 years. That five years also gave me 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in retiree travel benefits.
Yes, sir.
for life, the rest of my life. So
that's awesome.
Show you how it works. And man, that was the best job I had ever had. Coming from the postal environment to this one, that one, it was a dream job. But you know what? It opened the door for me to get deeper into my ministry.
Right, right.
In the ministry, and I started a Bible study. You know, but more importantly, you know, it gave me more opportunity to work on this book and get the book out. And so now that I've, you know, got it out, it's been blessing people's lives. And I'm just, like I said, every time I talk about it, I'm just amazed at how God has worked through my life to be able to touch other people's lives. It, you know, because I've been thinking about, you know, God gets the bad rap a lot. You know, they try to blame things on God that God didn't do. You know, my whole focus is, you know, that God is not the bad guy. God loves you. He loves you. And I want people, when they read my book, I want them to get an intimate relationship with their Bible. And in the meantime, in the process, get an intimate relationship with God.
Yeah.
And so that's my whole focus is just so that you can see that God loves you.
Yeah,
God loves you. He is not out to get you.
Right. You know, well, let's talk about this book, Britt. Let's get in and talk about this book. We're selling in. Ladies and gentlemen, we see you on the phone lines. We see you guys on the network. Listen, if you have any questions you'd like to talk to author, writer, Victor Britt, author Britt Gifford. If you want to talk to him tonight, you can hit option one. Why? Because he wrote a book. It is a 365 daily devotion, 5 minutes with God. Mm-hmm. And man, I tell you, it's an awesome read. I haven't been able to put it down yet. It has blessed my heart just in the time I got my hands on it up to now. And so, Britt, we're going to talk a little bit about this whole book, and let's jump into it. Britt, you're around the domino table, so sit back and settle in and relax, man, and let's talk. You just got a thousand of people listening to you tonight, but this is nice for you because you used to big crowds. You know. Well, Britt, man, I tell you, as I picked up this book, I thought it was unique because you started out in January and you went all the way up to December. What year did you really write this book? What year did you start this book in, Britt?
Well, let me see. It had to be like maybe around 2001.
Okay.
2002. Where it started, my gay friends, people don't know, I've been clean and sober, man, for 36 years, going on 37 years now. Mm-hmm. And my AA friends had this thing called the gratitude list, where every day they would email 10 things that they were grateful for. And so what I did was I had little ministry things, emails I would get, and I would send those out. And then I started writing stuff that God gave me, and I called them messages from Brett.
Okay.
And then I kind of worked that into 5 minutes with God. So they were emails that I just sent out every day, Monday through Friday, to people. Mm. And I compiled a list of people, and I would just send them to them. And in the process, a couple of people that were getting them said, man, you need to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of times people told me that. I said, okay. So I talked to the Lord about it, and I went on ahead. And what I did was I compiled all the messages that I had, and I had put them together. I was online one day, and I saw this ad for Westbo Press. And so I went on ahead and contacted them, and I went on ahead and sent my manuscript to them, and they told me what they needed, and blah 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 blah, and sent it back to me. So I had to get it edited. I needed to edit, and they told me what they were, I didn't like their editing, because I didn't know. I let them edit it. I didn't know. I wanted it to keep the same. Because I didn't know who was gonna who and they with them not knowing me personally, I knew a lady at church, Carolyn. I knew she was into writing, and as a matter of fact, she's a teacher at I think Collin County Community College. But I contacted her, and she said she would be glad to edit it for me. So, I contracted with her to edit it, and she edited it down to where, it made sense.
Oh,
and
yes.
And I went on ahead and did some more tweaking on it, and it took me a couple of years to get it together. But I finally got it together and submitted it, the final, and it had to keep going back and forth and things, until I finally got it to where I was satisfied with it. With the end result, and so that's what you have is the end result.
And man, just thinking, 2 years, you got this book out in 2 years, and I got my hands on it. But you started out strong in the month of January a couple of years ago when you started this book and you got it finished, man. And just every chapter, just every month. Each chapter of the month, I believe the way you written it is like if it was 31 days in January, you got 31 chapters. If 21 days in February, you got 30 chapters. But, Britt, I like the way you started it out. You started out in January. Giving God the first fruit of your day.
Mm-hmm.
Let me quote this. I love this quote that you quoted in the book. When I begin my relationship with God, I remember my pastor saying something that I would never forget. He said, it is better to ask God for direction in the morning and asking God for a whole lot of forgiveness at the end of the day. Talk to me a little bit about what that means. That was just so powerful. I was like, okay, well, Britta came on with it. Let me, you quoted, man, that captured my attention. That's on page one in January.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is what you said, Britt. You said,
yeah.
Let me read that again for those of you on the network that missed this. This is how this book started out, giving God the first fruit of your day. It reads in this quote, I quote, "When I begin my relationship with Christ, I remember my pastor saying something that I would never forget. He said, it is better to ask God for direction in the morning than asking him for a whole lot of forgiveness at the end of the day." Talk to me about what that meant, Britt.
Yeah, you know, that's where the concept of 5 minutes with God came from for me, because what I used to do is, when I keeping that in mind, I used to take in the mornings when I was at home, I was living in Detroit, and I would from church on Sunday, I would sit at my table and read my notes and go over the notes and read my Bible. And so what happened is that, you know, that's where I got, you know, started spending 5 minutes with God like that. But then I found out, man, that I needed more time, because I was sitting at the table, man, and I would be like, get into the word. And I was like, okay, you know what, I had to watch your time, because I didn't want to be late for work. But so what I did, you know, I just kind of morphed into that, man, to where that's where, like you said, and I knew what you were going to say, because every time I tell somebody that, they get the same kind of response. You know, and it's true. If you ask God and seek God for direction in the daytime, early in the morning, then, you know, for me, that my day goes a whole lot smoother.
Mm-hmm.
It goes a lot better, because life is going to happen. And so, and because I spend time with God in the morning, you know, and for me, I have to do it when the house is quiet and before everybody gets up. So that way that it's uninterrupted. And so as I go through my day, you know, that kind of anchors me. So that gives me something to where when life happens, I don't have to go off on anybody. Okay. Because I've learned, man, from the days that early on when I did spend time with God in the morning, or if I rushed through it and my day went sideways, man, I was an elder at the time, but definitely wasn't Elder Brett, wasn't the person that you ran into. Okay.
Right.
He wasn't the person you ran into. But now, because I have matured to the point where I love spending time with God, man, I'm telling you, that is the best part of my day, the best part of my day. And then writing my book, the things that are in the book are a lot of it is personal things that I went through and experiences that I had that I share with people. You know, some of the things that I went through, but more importantly is that it's what God gave me to get through today in the morning.
That's awesome.
As I was, you know, because I would get little ideas, like I would be. You know, brushing my teeth and I get a thought, and I would sit down at my computer and I would, you know, type that out and it would go. And one of the things I learned in writing this book is that you cannot write and edit a book at the same time.
You're right. Right. This is to all you that want to write a book on the network. Go ahead, Britt.
Yeah. You can't, you have to write it, go back and edit it.
Yeah.
You know, and so I learned that lesson that's what you have to do. But more importantly is that spending that time with God is so rewarding. It is so rewarding. It is. And nothing compared to it, man. I'm telling you, when you get this book and you put this book in your hands, you know, it would change your life. It would change your life.
Sure.
Like I said, a lot of the things, the anecdotes that I go on, they are personal experiences that I had, you know, so it's good. It's good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, Britt.
No, that's it. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're talking to Britt Gifford. He's talking to us a little bit about his book. We're just letting him express and share himself because, trust me, it is a good read.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mandy, as you said, man, the way he written this book and up under every chapter, Britt, that I thought was unique, he have scripture references for the particular chapter that he written.
Right.
Scripture that he's taking you to where you could do your research.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really, I mean, it's well written. And I mean, I know it took a whole lot of editing to edit this. I mean, boy, you had to spend some countless hours with the editor because, boy, you guys, I tell you, this book is phenomenal. It's a great read. I ain't put it down yet. You got to send another copy because me and Amanda are already fighting over it. She told me she's taking it, and I'm telling her, no, I'm taking it to work and all that.
It's my morning devotional.
Yeah. It is an exciting book. And ladies and gentlemen, just before we go to our segment, Britt, we do a segment over here called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. That's coming up here in a second. And so we want you to sit back, get you a little glass of water, and we'll come back and we'll dive back into this book. But this book is so great. We had one of our great pastors, Pastor Cheryl Brady.
Mm-hmm.
She even endorsed this book this type of way. Man, what did Pastor Brady say?
She stated, spending time with God is vitally important. Without it, we would be like a ship without a rudder, aimlessly drifting through life. I am excited about Elder Britt Gifford devotional, 5 minutes with God. It is a guide to helping us connect with God in a simple yet transformative way. Elder Gifford. Both husband, father, and a elder at the Potter House of North Dallas. His life is a testimony that spending 5 minutes with God reaps countless rewards.
That's what Pastor Cheryl Brady of the Potter's House of North Dallas read in his book. And so, ladies and gentlemen, why did I share that? Because, you know, when you get this book, it is almost hard. You know,
it's hard not to go to the next day.
Yeah.
Like you're on one day because it's a daily devotional, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you read that day, you want to go to the next day. Yes,
exactly. You know, Britt, because you know now that it's getting cold, you know you got one of them side pockets on your jacket. You just slide it in there and just open it up and read it again. But Britt,
right.
we gotta take a break, sir. And when we come back out of our segment, we shall continue with this great book that you read, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to an author. He's a writer. He's a publisher. A man, he's an elder.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book, 5 Minutes with God. It's a 365 daily devotion. He got something for you every day of the week,
mm-hmm.
every month, every day of the month. You can be blessed. And we're going to make sure you guys get a copy of it because we're going to tell you where you can go and get a copy of this book and where to bless your heart. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, y'all stay, keep it tuned right here to E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
You are now tuned in. To encouragement. For your soul.
Have you ever felt that the weight of the world was just on your shoulders and you just couldn't push through? Meaning you were packed tight in dirt, meaning bills, sickness, job loss, whatever it may be. And you felt that you just couldn't move and you were buried alive. You are the person that needs to hear this encouragement tonight because God has sent a word through me for your ears. Did you know that you are the seed and you have everything in you? All you needed was the dirt so you could push through. And what I mean when I say the dirt, meaning the things, the trials and tribulations that you had to go through that made you stronger. Let me be more clear. If you ever planted something, you know that the seed that you plant has everything in it, but it needs the dirt to fertilize it so it can push through. Philippians 4:12-13 describes it best because it says, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to be abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. But I can do all things through him who strengthened me. Now, we've all had the dirt of the world dumped on us. We had death. We had sickness. We had job loss. We've been at the bottom. But it is God's will to fertilize us. It's God's will to fertilize what we have inside so we can push through the dirt. Meaning so we can push through whatever circumstance it is and be what he expects us to be. So the next time you feel the dirt of the world on you, don't get discouraged. Don't get sad. Don't get mad. When you feel that the dirt has just packed you in tight, just know that you are the seed that is being fertilized by God, and you're being pushed through so that you can grow. I hope these words have encouraged you to go on. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
I'm Chuck, the owner of Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. We're coming live and you can listen to us on the E-Man Radio Show. After Hours Radio Show on WeTalkRadio.com. We live with E-Man himself.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We want to welcome you back to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we are back in the building. Listen, we have a special guest on the line tonight. He wrote a book, and man, this is just an awesome book that he written, Elder Gifford, Britt Gifford.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we just excited to have him on tonight. We got a lot to talk to him about because, boy, I tell you, this book is awesome. And man, if you want to get a copy of this book, guys, listen, we're going to tell you where you can go get a copy. Let me see if I can bring Britt back into the conversation. Hello, Britt, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Oh,
okay. All right. We got you there. Guys, we see you standing by on the phone line. The phone line lit up tonight. If you want, you got any questions for Elder Britt, you can hit option 1, and we'll definitely bring you into the conversation. We so peacock proud and high and happy of this brother and all the awesome things that he's doing. Man, you want some inspiring word, you want to be encouraged, you want your heart to be blessed, you can get this book. Well, Britt, I want to jump right back into the conversation because, man, I tell you, I just been blessed by this book. In that same month, Britt, in January, I made it over to chapter 4. When I got to chapter 4, I just loved the title, The Battle Within.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let's talk about the battle within because, boy, if you can conquer the battle within, I believe you and your wife, y'all was walking one particular day and y'all was talking about something that y'all watched on TV. And y'all was talking about change and pain and talking about change. But a lot of times, Britt, because we're battling in the inside of us, help us understand how we conquer the battle within, Britt.
Well, Yeah, well, you know, the battle within, elders, we have to, you have to put the word of God to use in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there's a battle within all of us. You ever seen that cartoon where they had the red devil and the white devil on one side, you know, on their shoulders?
Right.
No. Uh-huh. So there's a constant battle within all of us to do the right thing. You know, I think it's Romans 7 where it talks about the things mm-hmm. that I want to do, I don't do, and the things that I don't want to do, I do. You know, because there's a battle going on between right and wrong inside of all of us. But when we get, the more time we spend with God, the more the good side wins, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The more the God in us comes out. And that's
right,
where,
right.
you know, the whole premise of 5 minutes with God, spending time with God daily, and it's, for me, it's imperative that I spend the first thing in the morning. And
mm-hmm.
when I spend that 5 minutes with God in the morning, you know, the battle within me, it's not as tough as it could be. The
right,
battle still
right.
goes on, but I'm better able to make better decisions and better in alignment with God and in His Word, because I've been spending time with God in His Word in the morning.
Right, right. That's so awesome, man, because I tell you, you know, spending time with God early, because I somewhere at a curriculum, he had a solitary place. While it was still dark outside, he began to pray. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm right there with you, spending time with God early in the morning. And I believe that's probably where a lot of your writings come from, because
mm-hmm.
when you get quiet like that, Britt, you find yourself writing early in the morning when the stillness of,
yeah.
of the day. Because mm-hmm. it takes me on to February, man. We went to the next month, and I kind of got caught up on, this is a faith fight. That's on page 32 of your book, Britt. In February, it's a couple of chapters in that I really love. This is a faith fight, and what were you thinking?
because we have to fight. We have a faith fight. It's like your mind is a battlefield.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The war within us takes place right between our ears. Okay.
That's where
the battle is. Your mind is a battlefield. And so we have that war going on within us, but then we have to fight the good fight of faith. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have to fight the good fight of faith, which means that as we spend time with God daily, our faith is increased. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that when life happens, it does happen, that we can fight it, you know, from the faith realm and not the worldly realm. Okay.
Right.
Are you with me? And so
mm-hmm.
that's where for me, it's imperative that I spend that quiet time with God every morning, you know, and it's not a routine. It's a worship
mm-hmm.
experience for
yes,
me.
Sir.
Okay. It's a
yes,
worship
sir.
Experience for me. And it's something that I do. And I do. It's my fellowship with time where I get to talk to God. God talks to me. See, I've learned through 5 minutes with God that prayer is not a monologue where I bombard heaven with a laundry list of requests and things I want, but it's a
mm-hmm.
dialogue. I talk, He listens. He talks, I listen, and we kind of communicate throughout the day like that. And 5 minutes with God starts the process. It starts
mm-hmm.
the
That's
process.
Awesome. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we see you standing on the standing by on the phone lines. We feel you have hit option one. We're going to come to your phone calls, but we enjoying this book, man. It's just so many powerful chapters in this book. I have so much that I can talk to you about this whole book. But, Mandy?
Yes, yes. So I love what you said earlier in the show, Britt. You stated that God loves us, and you stated that, I paraphrase, that sometimes God is made out to be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
going back to your book in the month of June, for the month of June, page 161, titled, This is a Shift, Not an Attack. And you wrote, God is bringing me to a place of maturity, a place where I now see things the way God does. He is shifting my perspective and elevating my ability to see things. I now have His perspective. I am now looking at it as a move from God and not an attack from the enemy. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. See, that's where spending time with God, your perspective changes. So that when things happen, because God shifts, we go, as we continue to grow in God, we shift. You know, when you're in school, you can't always stay in the eighth grade. You have to graduate and move to the ninth grade and so on. And we're constantly growing with God, constantly growing with God. And as we're constantly growing, you know, that's where the shift happens. And God allows some negative things to happen in our lives. And like my grandfather used to say, hindsight is 20/20 vision, because as we grow, we can look back and say, okay, I see why I had to go through that. I see why I had to go through that. Because one of the things I've learned about with God and spending my time with God is that as I go through these things, I learn that every step that I'm going through, everything that God doesn't waste anything. And everything that we go through, it prepares us for the next step.
Right.
It prepares us for the next step. And so that's why, you know, an adverse situation can come up and you think, okay, I'm under attack. And it's not so that you're under attack, but this is just a shift. God is shifting you. And as God shifts you, you know, if you've been spending 5 minutes with God every day, for me, if I've been spending time with God, I'm able to go through the shift calmly. And I let me put it this way. I can become more responsive than reactionary. Okay.
That's a tweetable moment right there.
Right.
We tweet that and repeat that, Britt.
And it's true, because if I'm responsive, then God is doing the work. But if I'm reactionary, man, I'm all in my feelings. Okay. And that's not spiritual, okay? That's not spiritual. But if I allow God to do the work as He's working through me and in me with during shifts, during the shift, I'm okay. You know, I might not be comfortable in the beginning, but as I continue to fellowship with God, then I hit my comfort level, and then I know. That's when I realize that this is just a shift, and I'm not under attack.
Right, right. Speaking of shift, you spoke about shift and taking steps. You wrote in September about sabotaging success, and you stated there is a part of the old me I learned couldn't go with me any farther, and it made me somewhat sad. Can you speak about how transitions affect us emotionally, mentally, and spiritually?
Yeah, you know, and when we go through shifts and changes that God allows these moments to happen to us, and as we go through these things, for me, it's a grieving process, because there's an old part of me that I'm losing. You know, a part of me that's been with me for a long time that I'm comfortable with, but in order for me to go to where God has me prepared for the next step, you know, I have to let go. And sometimes you'd be surprised. Like I say, he just kicks and screams because he doesn't want, because he wants to go along, but you can't go along in this part of the journey. That's growth. That's just growth. And as we grow, you know, like they say, you can't take it. You know, when you're growing and you have, when you're growing up, L, and you know how the guys that you used to hang out with, you know, once you started growing and you got into the Word of God, they couldn't come with you. They couldn't come with you. You couldn't get back into that lifestyle. That's the way it is as we grow in God. You know, we have to let go of some of that stuff and just move and keep moving on. And it's a grieving process for me. Sometimes it is.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, man, I tell you, this is an awesome book. We've just been going through this book. Britt, we got a few more questions to ask you, and then we're going to get ready to wrap it up. Man, so let's fast forward all the way to December, because, boy, I tell you, you know, it's just so awesome. I know we have a few more questions. And, man, as I was going through your book, I ended up in December. I hadn't read the whole book. I was skipping over. And when I got into December, and when I got into chapter 13, you talked about prayer of agreement. And then in chapter 14, you talked about your prayer have been answered. How important, talk to us a little bit, how important is agreement when you are, because you know the enemy is always after our agreement.
Mm-hmm.
If he can get us to disagree, Britt, if he can get us, you know, bickering with each other, man, I just love this whole chapter. The phone lines are lit up tonight,
yes.
Britt. We got to take some phone calls, man. Seems like everybody done hit option one. And mm-hmm. Britt, talk to me a little bit before we go take some phone calls, sir, about power of agreement. That's on page 348 yes. in the book. Let's talk about that, Britt.
Yeah, you know, we have to, when you know, the Bible talks about where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of. And he talks mm-hmm. about that we have to be in agreement. Mm-hmm. And that's the prayer of agreement. You know, it's where one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If we can come into agreement, and I think that term agreement talks about like harmonize.
Mm-hmm.
But we can harmonize with one another. And if we can harmonize and get into agreement, then we can, like, there's so much that we can accomplish for the
yes,
kingdom
sir.
Of God.
Oh,
so
yeah.
much that we can accomplish with the kingdom of God, that where one can put 1,000 to flight when talking about getting the enemy, but two can put 10,000 to flight. But together, we're yoked
mm-hmm.
together. There's so much more to do together than we can do individually. And more lives
oh, yeah.
we can change and put for the kingdom.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And your prayers have already been answered, because there's somewhere in scripture it talks about he have already answered your prayers. Even for why you making your request,
mm-hmm.
he have already answered it.
Right.
Talk
mm-hmm.
to me a little bit about them prayers already being answered, Britt. That's on page
Wait, you know,
349, chapter 14 in December. Go ahead, Britt.
Yeah, because God has already answered your prayer. You know, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 talks about
mm-hmm.
how God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. He's giving you everything that you need. So God has already provided everything that you need in the spiritual realm. What we have to do is bring it down into the natural realm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your prayers have been answered. And if your prayers are in alignment with God's word, for the will of God for your life, then they've been answered. You just have to wait for the manifestation. It's just like back in, and I think I wrote about Daniel, when that big fight that they were having, and
yes.
Michael said, "No, I came, but the king
mm-hmm.
of Persia held me up for 3 days."
Right,
you know,
right.
But we heard you. God heard your prayer, and the prayer was answered.
Mm.
And your prayers, all of our prayers are being answered. The thing about it is, and this is so true, LG man, this is so true. Sometimes
yes,
the answer to your prayer does not look like you thought it was going to look like.
Oh,
right,
come on now.
Yeah.
It doesn't, nor is it going to come the way that you thought it was going to come. Because
yes,
you
sir.
Take a side journey, it just does not make sense. But once you go through and get through that, you'll be like, oh, okay, I had to have that. And my prayer was answered.
Right, right.
You know? So that's where coming to spend 5 minutes with God, your perspective changes, your faith
mm-hmm.
increases. And it gives you something to anchor your soul on. You know, I talked to my team this morning about, because
mm-hmm.
God was talking to me this morning, about Hebrews 10:25, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering,
mm-hmm.
without wavering, you know,
yes,
because
sir.
God is faithful. And
yes,
so
sir.
No matter whatever shifts and all these things go on, you know, hold fast to what you're saying. Because God is faithful. Don't change what you're talking. I got it written on the side of my Bible where it says, next to that scripture verse, it says, don't stop talking faith.
Oh, yeah.
He said, fast faith. You got to hold on to it, man. And when you hold on to your profession, your faith, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Britt, you want to take some phone calls, sir?
Sure,
let's
go ahead.
Let's take some phone calls. Last four numbers, they've been standing by for a while. Last four numbers, 6987. You're on the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio. You're talking to Mandy and E-Man and Elder Britt Gifford. Hello, who is this?
Hello, hi, good evening. This is Tanisha.
Hi, Tanisha, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantabulous. You have a question for our guest on tonight?
I do. I actually, I do. I had a few questions, actually.
Go right ahead.
Okay. So, Brett, you mentioned something that really stood out to me in regards to your transitional season. What advice would you give to, like, a new, well, just overall, not necessarily to a writer, but to someone who is going through, like, a season of transition where blessings are starting to flow, but it's also like a pruning season and you're losing people who are like closest to you. Like, and you're excited, but at the same time you have like this grief as well, like you're grieving things that you're losing. How did you find balance during those seasons, like, and still you know what I mean? How did you find balance during those seasons?
Well, for me, it's spending time with God in His Word, because that is the anchor. I'm a big word guy. That is the anchor for everything that I do. And so no matter what I'm going through, I have learned how to trust God through the process. I've learned how to trust God through the process. And as I spend time with God daily in His Word, then I understand that everybody can't come with me. And like you said, it's a pruning process. But the thing about pruning is when you prune something, that allows for new growth. Okay, it allows for new growth. And I learned that as a young boy. My grandfather used to have me pruning the roses at the house. And so when you prune them, that allows for new growth. And so that's some dead stuff has to get cut away, but it allows for new growth. And so as you go through the grief, as you go through it, you're going to grieve. Like we talked about the old me kicking and screaming, this is part of me that has to mature, you know. And so you can make it, you know, if you spend time consistently with God, spend 5 minutes with God consistently daily, it makes the transition a lot easier.
Okay, great. Thank you for that.
You have another question?
Yes. I was wondering also too. What advice would you give to, like, a new writer or an aspiring writer getting started?
You know, for me, what I had to do, I just wrote. And that's what I could tell you is just to write. And allow, if you pray, if you do it prayerfully and allow God to do the work, because one thing that I've come to understand is that I think it's in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, where it says, "This God that is at work in you, both to will and to do of His good." So God is doing the work. If you pray about it and seek God, and I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will guide you. He'll do what John 16 said He's going to do. He's going to guide you in all truth. So He will guide you, because at the end of the day, it's God working in and through us, and we're doing His work, touching people's lives just one at a time. So, yeah, just pray about it.
Yes.
Okay, amen. Thank you for that. And I just had one last question I wrote down. So I know that with stepping into something new, like for me, I love to write. I enjoy writing, and I do inspirational writing. But I noticed one thing that I have been a stumbling block for me, or a place where I found myself stagnant, was like overcoming the fear of failure. Like, what if I put this out? What if people don't receive it? Like, what type of feedback will I get? And I think maybe that has been keeping me stagnant. Did you go through a period like that? And how did you get past it? Was it just with your prayer life?
Yeah, my prayer life, because the way that I look at it is this, is that God, this is a God thing. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it. If person's life with it, great. Great. You know, because it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about Him. And if God is guiding you, then, you know, there's something, and I talked about it with my team this morning. One thing that I've learned is that we have to plant the seed and don't worry about the process. Because how God does what He does, it's not on me. My job is to just plant the seed and don't worry about the process. If God is truly guiding you to write a book, write it. And for me, my intent was never to write a book. A book came out of the writings that I did.
Mm.
It wasn't my intent to write a book because, like I said, all I was doing was just firing off emails and giving people what God was encouraging me through the day. I was just sending out emails.
Right.
But then, you know, people kept saying, hey, you know, why don't you write? You need to write a book. You need to write a book. And, you know, the Lord spoke to me, so he told me what to do, and that's what I did. So, you know, just write. But ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. He will guide you. He will do just like Jesus said he's going to do. He's going to do it. He's doing it now. Because it's not by accident that we're talking about.
Right.
He is. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's been helpful.
You're welcome.
And how can I get a copy of the book? Where can I?
Well, we're going to give out all that information here shortly.
Okay.
You stay right there. We're going to give you all the information where you can go and get this book. We thank you for your call on tonight.
Yes,
and
thank you
for your questions.
Okay.
So keep it locked, okay? Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, on the phone lines, the bridge are lit up. We're going to take a couple of more phone calls because I promised you an hour. Let me bring one of our familiar friends. You know this person, Brett. Last four numbers, 0478. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Brother Dwayne.
Brett, this is Dwayne Williams.
Yeah. I want to say a shout-out to Sister Amanda, Brother Eldridge, and definitely Brother Brett. Although I did shout out to him earlier this morning at church.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I'm truly inspired by his book. His book is an awesome read. Now, here's the thing. I have basically paraphrased his book. For some reason, every time I put down his book, it snatched up. I put the book down, and my wife snatched it up. So she had it for quite time. I took it to work. When I got it back in my hand, took it to work, put it down in the break room, and it was snatched up by another brother. And he enjoys it. So I'm going to have to get a couple of books, maybe for the Christmas holidays. And
well, we're going to share with you how you can do that shortly. We're going to share with you how you can do that.
Well, I'm going to have to do that because I got the book, I guess, hot off the press. But I was, I was seen by one of the pages, page three, which it was just all a setup. And it was just how our life, how we paralleled at church, serving together in the production ministry, and how I came close to Britt as well as is to a sister who's going on to be with the Lord. You know, when I vetted y'all, I was like, okay, who in the audio department when the brother that was over it moved over? I said, well, who's going to be loyal enough to carry the reins? And Sister Marva said, Brett and Brother Eldridge, those two guys are loyal to the audio. And I said, okay, all right, we're going to go with that. So it's been truly a blessing. And I said, and I had told Walter, I said, you know, I've got a lot on my plate. But you know what? It was just a setup for us to get closer. Who would believe that we would be friends 26 years later, still working for serving the Lord? You know, and I'm truly blessed and inspired by this book. And I want to ask you, Brother Brett, who inspired you when you wrote this, or what were you inspired by to write this?
Because, you know, I was, like I had mentioned earlier, what I was doing was sending out emails to friends about what God had given me.
Right.
And that's how I kind of started. Because, like I said, when I started writing, it wasn't to write a book. I was just sending off emails, encouraging emails to my friends. And so it just kind of happened that, you know, a couple of them told me, you know, to put them in a book. And so I prayed about it, and 5 Minutes with God came out, because the emails I was saying I was 5 Minutes with God.
Mm-hmm.
That was the time the email was 5 minutes with God. And like I said, that did that from like 2001, well, maybe 2003, 2004, somewhere around there to about 2012, 2013, somewhere around there. It was about 10 years, about
right,
10 years.
Right.
And then I just, you know, I put them together and you know, you guys, you know,
Yes, well, man, it is definitely an awesome labor. It's a definitely awesome read, and I tell you, we can't put it down. And those of you on the network tonight, all around the globe on the phone line, we're just I read a lot of different daily devotions, but this one is just. It just got a little sauce on it.
Yeah.
And I'm not only saying that because, Britt, I know him, you know, because I didn't know he was a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I know he can do production, you know what I'm saying? But because, you know, he started a ministry, the Branch of the Vine Ministries in 2009, and I didn't know that neither. But, man, I just think this is just – Listen, out there, we're going to tell you where you can go get this book. He got a special going on. We're going to tell you about the special. Dwayne, we want to thank you for your call, man.
Yeah,
we got to take
you.
One more call because the phone lines are – now everybody want to hit option one, and we got to let Britt go because I promised him my hour. But, Dwayne, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Keep listening. Britt, I know I said an hour. We're going to take about four or five people got to hit option
cool.
one.
Okay. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. All right, well, let's go to the next caller. Last four numbers, 4875. You're on the – he sound like he's asleep. Yeah, he must have went to sleep on us. That caller there, he said on the phone line, he's asleep. The Britt, that's what – Britt. Listen, you'd be surprised of the people that call into the E-Man After Show, because this is a late show. And what we found out, Britt, what we found out is that, you know, this is a great market. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do this show at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and, man, we got people all down in downtown Dallas high-rise. They're listening to the E-Man. The network is lit up on tonight. But, ladies and gentlemen, our friend, he wrote a book, and it's just an awesome book, and we just want to thank all of you guys that's standing by. We want to thank all of you guys that's on the network. Listen, you got to get a copy of this book. If in December, Britt, he's doing a special, Mandy.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Through December the 20th, when you buy two, you will get one free book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, you can buy two, and you can get an autographed copy free.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right. That's right. And you, in order to get your signed copy, you can go to BOTVM.com. That's BOTV as in Victor M.com. You can purchase the book on Amazon, Walmart online, which is Walmart.com, Target.com, and Barnes and Nobles.
And wherever else you can buy a book, I'm quite sure that book is in the bookstore.
Yes, yes. And you also want to make sure that you check out his Facebook page.
Yes.
He have, Monday morning messages.
Mm-hmm.
And also YouTube as well.
Yes.
Is what we're showing here.
Yes. Well, man,
yeah.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about that, Britt, your Monday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook and YouTube. What is that about, Britt?
Yeah, that's what we do, 5 Minutes with God.
Okay.
Live.
Okay.
Every time.
Awesome.
I share with people how I start my day, and we start our week like that, 5 Minutes with God, Monday mornings at 6 a.m. Central Time on Facebook and YouTube. We do that there. You know, I wanted to also share this, that some people are into e-books. And if you go to my website, the Branch of Divine Ministry, BOTVM.com, there's a link to my publisher's website where you can get an ebook. You can purchase an ebook. Okay.
Yeah,
so if you're into ebook,
we have
link there.
Yes. Yeah. And so those of you that's into the ebook, you can definitely go to his website. Britt, I didn't know you started a ministry. So your ministry is Branch of the Vine Ministry. You're the founder of this particular ministry. It's 2009. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. You know, that was something that was all God. I, my, I was working with somebody, I can't think who I was working with, but the theme came up as I was working with God, praying with God about it, and the theme came up about staying connected.
Mm-hmm.
And John 15:5, that's my scripture verse, you know, because God, Jesus said, you know, without me, the branch has to stay connected to the vine. And without he said, without me, you can't do nothing. But we have to stay
right.
connected. The branch has to. So we are a branch of the vine.
Mm.
That we are a branch, and we have to stay connected. If we stay connected to God, then we can function. We can flourish. We can do all the things that God has prepared for us to do according to His word. And I was talking to someone earlier today about God prepared a good life for us. As long as we stay
mm-hmm.
connected to Him. You know, we'll be okay. We'll be okay.
That's awesome. That's all. Ladies and gentlemen, we see you on the network. We so appreciative that you're hanging out with us on tonight. We see you guys standing by on the phone line. Man, I tell you, this is a awesome brother right here. This is an awesome book. 5 Minutes with God, a 365 daily devotional book that you can read. We got a whole lot of more of other questions, but we're gonna have to bring you back. Definitely
okay,
going to have
no
to
problem.
Have you back, man, because we just not getting into some of the questions. Because I have a guy on the heard this segment on tonight, another church here in the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan. He does a segment mm-hmm. over here, and he somewhat did the same thing. This is how he started his segment over here. We bring him on because he was putting out scriptures all the time,
mm-hmm.
kind of parallel to what you was doing. He was just, you know, sending out scriptures and sending out encouraging words. And then he started doing it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring him on to do a segment over here because it is powerful. Because
mm-hmm.
this word, man, we need this word. And you did it in a book. You know, you feel like God wanted to use you to add your voice to the conversation. And in the conversation of these devotionals, man, I tell you, it's such a blessing. So I just want to encourage you, sir, because I know there's got to be a sequel coming. I know there's got to be. You can't have all of this, Britt, and nothing else ain't coming.
Mm.
So what's coming after this book, Britt?
Well, the next, if the Lord stays the same, I got another one that I've been thinking about
mm-hmm.
that's been rolling around in my spirit. But the sequel to this one, I do this every day now. It's on my Facebook page, and
okay.
I emailed it to people. It's called Walking in the Word.
Mm, okay.
And
Walking in the Word.
That's one I've been doing that one for probably about six, seven years now. Walking in the Word, and
that's
awesome. That's the one that I'm doing now, and it's a daily. And you can go to my hit me up. It's on my Facebook page. Yeah, it's my name is Brett, B-R-E-T-T, with my nickname B-T Guilford, and that's on Facebook. And you can go there and get the Walking in the Word, or join us. That's where we do our 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
we got on Monday morning to 6 a.m.
Yes,
and our Bible
ladies and that's cool. Ladies and gentlemen, in December that's approaching us, and listen, you want to get somebody a gift, you know, you can purchase two and get one free.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you can be a blessing to someone. You know, he have this promotion going on all the way up to December the 20th. And so you want to go to Barnes & Noble's, you want to go to Amazon, you want to go to Walmart.com, you want to go to Target.com, and any outlet where you could, Christian bookstore where you buy your book. This book will be up in there.
Yes. And you can also go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
That's BOTVM.com.
Yes. And
right.
As for this book, 5 Minutes with God. Well, man, I tell you, Britt, well, I'm just so proud of you, sir. I just thank God for your life, and I thank God for what he's doing with you. Man, I think like 27 years ago, Britt. And shout out to you, by the way, Doris Gifford.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't want you to get in trouble tonight, brother.
I won't. Hey, I wanted to,
yes,
to say BarnesandNobles.com.
Okay, BarnesandNobles.com.
Barnes
okay.
Noble. Yeah. BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay.
Bookstore. They're not going to have it in the bookstore, but BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay, BarnesandNoble.com. Okay. Yeah. All right, I got it here. Mm-hmm. And so, ladies and gentlemen, go to those sites and you'll be able to get his book. Mm-hmm. But, Brigitte, as I was saying, 20-some years ago, man, over 27 years, you know, we worked in the sound ministry over at the Potter's House. And I remember you was the lead sound engineer over the single ministry. And God was just calling you into different avenues. And you came to me and you said, Brother Eldridge, you know, I think you handpicked me to do the sound for the single ministry. You remember that, Britt?
Yeah, I remember, yeah. We used to, it was on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, man, you was like, I'm moving forward. And you say, Eldridge, you know, I'd like for you to come in. Would you like to come in? And you know, I came into the sound ministry for the singles at the Potter's House. We were doing a whole lot of other stuff at the time. And because the television department, the sound ministry, they hadn't really merged together. They was kind of two different departments. And we was in the sound. And, Britt, you hand that over to me. And I began to do the sound. Where am I going with this story? Out of that, one of our other elders named Elder Tony Cummins, Mandy, he is the one that named me E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the name E-Man came from.
Okay.
So as I started doing sound for the single minister of the Potter's House, we was going, they was having so many different events and outings, and we would go to country clubs. The single minister would have dinners and stuff. And I DJed and I did all the party stuff, right, Britt? And because Britt handed it over because he was going on to be ordained as an elder. And, all of a sudden I came in there sitting up and I was on the mic and he told him to come and say, E-Man. And that name been with me ever since.
Awesome.
And so that's kind of the story behind E-Man. That's where the name E-Man come from. After you handed the torch on to me to do the single ministry. And then you met your lovely wife, which I know. Just as well, she served there at the Potter's House, and she was one of our greeters because I worked on stage. And I want to shout out to Doris. Yes, Doris Gifford. I want to shout out to you if you're listening on the network on the phone line. I don't know if she could be on the phone line. The phone lines are lit up. Shout out to her. She used to be so kind and so nice to me when I come up on stage, Britt. And I remember when y'all guys got married, man, I tell you.
Yeah.
Life's been good to you, huh, brother?
Yes, it has, man. Yes, it has. Yeah, we've been married 14 years.
Yes. 14
years.
Man, that's an awesome thing.
Yes,
y'all.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. God is good. You know how the Bible says if God could do exceeding abundantly before you could ask a thing. He probably exceeded everything I wanted with her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's awesome. Well, I'm going down that road now because this young lady sitting on the side of me, across over there from me.
Mm-hmm.
We sitting up in the studio in the dark. She's sitting up in it ain't all the way dark, but she likes the studio with no lights for some reason. But, you know, it's the same thing because she has her own ministry. It's Mandy the Mentor International. And she's been ordained as a doctor just as well and a prophet just as well. And so she's a minister in her organization. It's just phenomenal. So, man, I want to commend all of you that's on the wall. And, man, thank you for being courageous and bold enough to accept the call of writing when you didn't even think that you were going to write.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these particular scriptures and all of these particular word that God have given you, you have put it in book form through a conversation, through a book.
Yes.
And, man, just stay on the wall, soldier. We want to thank you, man, for all that you are doing and all that you are getting ready to do and where God is getting ready to take you in 2023.
Yes.
And so with that being said, Britt, I think we'll end the show right here.
Right.
We got five more minutes.
Thank
and so,
you
yes,
for,
sir, I
for,
know you probably have some.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because it's all God. It's all God, man. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. And with that being said, maybe you want to do give some shout-outs to, because I know it's a whole lot of people from William Murphy to Pastor Butler to, it's a whole lot of people you probably want to acknowledge. We're going to let you do your shout-outs, but I think Mandy have one more. And right after this, Britt, we're going to, Mandy going to ask you a question, and then you give some shout-outs. And Britt, would you do me a favor, sir?
Yes, sir.
Would you pray us out tonight? Would you close us out in prayer?
Yeah.
Right after you do your shout-outs? Yeah, I love closing my show out with prayer, Britt. So Mandy got another question, and then you can give some shout outs, and then you can close out with prayer, sir.
Yeah, you know, because I just want to thank, man, my lovely, lovely, lovely wife, man. My life, man, she is the. I can't. You know what, man? Water ain't wet if I ain't drinking it with her. You know.
Said water ain't wet if you ain't drinking.
I like that.
Oh, hey, I'm stealing that line. Dude. I will steal that one, Brett.
Yeah, man. You know, but I want to thank my family, man. My mm-hmm. children, man. My sister. As I'm talking to you, man. I just got a text message that popped up here that tell me she loves me. So my sister Ed in Detroit, man, my cousins, man, they supported me in my ministry, man. My cousin in Cincinnati, man, my girls BB, Regina, Renee, and you, man, and Christina, they are my backbone, man. They definitely, I love them girls, man. So I just want to thank my cousins, man. My family, my brother Carl, and my sister Marcia, man, I'm just grateful, man, and my pastor, all my ministry friends, especially, man, my main radio, Elder Cheryl Boggs, and the Rescue His Word broadcast, and Evelyn Johnson, we do that, man, every month, man, that's our radio program, yeah. That's
tell
my
Cheryl
girl.
I say hello.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she, definitely.
Tell, let her know I say hello.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, man, I tell you, yeah, to those of you that's listening on the network, on We Talk Radio Network, you'll probably never meet Britt or ever see him. And he's got to be amazing. For those of us that we're sitting here that have an opportunity to get to know him and work down through the years, behind the scenes, he must be just spectacular. You know, why? Because you got people texting, you got people on the network listening all around the globe tonight, and they just got to be peacock proud, hyena, happy of you, sir. And just before you pray us out, Britt, Mandy have one more question for you. Go ahead, Mandy.
Yes, yes. So, Britt, I thought it would be very appropriate for you to elaborate on your message for today, November the 20th. And the title of the message is Half Full and Half Empty. There was something you said that I absolutely love, and I'll just read a snippet of it. You stated, if your perception needs to be adjusted, then go to the Word of God. Let it change how you see the glass.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Britt.
So, I was reading that this morning, and it's always the way my glass is always half full. My glass is always half full because it's all about perception. Because if you see it half empty, then you need to change the perspective because the glass is half full. It's a positive or negative. It's still a half glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a half glass. And somebody say, yeah, well, it's just a glass that needs to be full. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got that. But still, how do you see the glass?
Right.
How do you see it? And that goes over into life. When things happen immediately, do you have the positive perception or a negative perspective on the situation? Mm-hmm. And as you spend time with God and in His Word every day, for me, that my perspective is my glass is always half full. And I always, you know, whenever people in the morning time, they say, how you doing? I tell them, look, if I was doing any better, I'd be twins. And I don't know if the Lord is saying to it. You know,
yes, sir. That's so awesome. Yeah. Well, man, we appreciate you taking your time out on your busy schedule. I thank you for staying up late with us and coming on because I know you probably have had a busy day on today, as we all. But it's been a blessed, productive day, and man, I tell you, we're giving God thanks. We're in that season of giving God thanks. Mm-hmm. I see Britt where they're in over here in the main church. Because ladies and gentlemen on the network, you know we members of the Potter's House. We're doing Wednesday night Bible study. That's our Thanksgiving service this year. We're not doing it on Thanksgiving Day. We're doing it this Wednesday night. How about y'all out there in the North Church, Britt?
We're doing virtual on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. They're doing virtual with the communion.
Okay.
So we're doing it virtual on Thursday morning at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Thursday morning. We're doing a virtual. So,
Biden.
You know,
Well, they're inviting everyone after because regular Wednesday night Bible study this year. Kind of something different because we normally would do the Thanksgiving service, you know. And,
yeah.
They're doing a Wednesday night Bible study, and they'll be streaming live. It'll be our Thanksgiving service. So those of you down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you know, we know you might be at your own Bible study, but if you want to stop by the Potter House of Dallas, you're welcome. If you want to go online, you can check it out online. Well, man, we want to appreciate you, sir. We want to thank you, thank your wife. We want to thank all of those that support you. And, man, we got to have you back. We got a book of questions over here. This book right here, just I tell you, man, I got so many different chapters I wanted to talk to you about, but we'll bring you back, Dick.
Yeah.
And so, okay. Sir,
yeah,
yes, sir.
Definitely.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, sir, you could take the time and pray us out. We'll go ahead and end the show. You could pray us out, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Father, thank you for this opportunity for us to come together. God, we know that you do all things well, God. And we know that everything that you're in and through us, Father, it was nothing but a divine setup. It was nothing but a divine setup, Father. And we pray, Father, everyone who heard this message tonight, Father, that their lives will be impacted and changed for the better, God.
Yes,
and they will understand and walk away with knowing that if they just spend 5 minutes with God with you, Father, in the daytime, that they will go a whole lot smoother, Father. I thank you, Father, for people's lives today, Father, and ask that you put your anointing on this message, Father, and that it goes forth and it preach the hearts of people, Father, and everywhere be here, be come alive inside of them, God. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, sir, and get you some rest, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We'll be talking to you soon.
You guys have a good, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Same to you. Thank you.
Good night, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is Elder Britt Gifford. We want to thank all of you guys that joined us on tonight. Man, just an awesome book, huh, Mandy?
Awesome, awesome book. I can't wait to tomorrow morning.
where you can pick it up, huh?
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate all of you that's standing by on the phone lines tonight. We want to thank all of you that's on the network, weren't able to get to everybody's phone calls. The phone calls are lit up. And, man, we just appreciate everyone on tonight. And so, Mandy, once again, if you want to get his book, you can go to Amazon. You can go to Walmart.com. You can go to Target.com. You can go to BarnesandNobles.com.
And you can go to his website. That's BOTVM.com.
Yes.
You can download the online version as well.
Yes.
So that is on the website. And remember, he does have a special as of now until December the 20th. If you buy two, you will get one free.
Yes, and you can go to that book at BOTVM, all you ebook listeners.
Right.
All right, Mandy. Well, this has been our show on tonight. We want to appreciate all of you that called in. We want to thank all of you over on We Talk Radio Network. It's been another great episode. Until we meet again, we'll be talking to you after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So to you and yours, have a blessed and safe Thanksgiving. Give God thanks, and we'll be Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in us.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.